This is a lecture and group processing session by L. Ron Hubbard, given on the 28th of November, 1953. Its title is Demonstration, Group Processing. This tape is 62 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This is Saturday, November the 28th, a group processing session for the second unit. Now, what we're going to run today is gradient scale of attention. We use the motto here that said, look, don't think. It would also be, look, don't feel. It would be, feel, don't use effort. It would be, don't use effort, think. So that's your gradient scale. And these characters... pardon me, I didn't mean to call them characters. These bums, these dogs that will sit there telling you they've got a vague idea that they're doing something will fool an auditor every doggone time. Because they'll go on for some time like this. And believe me, it's a waste of time. No kidding. No kidding, guys. It's just a waste of time. Go on and try to do anything. Now, you saw an example of this. I went on and had him get the idea and get the idea and get the idea. All they're doing is getting the idea. Well, good, they got the idea. So what? We want to look at something. That's what we want. That's what we want to have happen. We want them to look at something. I don't care what they look at. If they can't look at something, they can feel something. Now, there's a method of getting people out of their heads called tin cupping. You have them find 4 points in the body that they can feel. Put some pressure on, and then find 4 points they can't feel, and then find 4 points they can feel, and they can't feel. And you would just be utterly amazed. Of course, when you say feel in that sense, you mean effort. Where 4 points of effort or pain or discomfort, you don't mean emotion. Now, where are these 4 points of effort, and so on? Because these characters are down the line on the subject of effort. Nobody ever thought his way out of the body, although that's the easiest way to get out of a body. It's the only way to get out of the body, but when they're completely sold on effort, completely sold on lookingness, completely sold on the rest of these things, you have to backtrack, and all processing does this. You backtrack the track of agreement. So you just backtrack it. Well, you have to find out where you can enter this case on a basic certainty. The word certainty hasn't been used too much with this unit, but we'd better be using it. We'd better be using it. There are processes which are thought processes, which are very good processes, which very often have to forerun looking processes. And looking processes have to forerun knowing processes. Now, these thought processes are pretty well down the line. And you can actually unlock a whole concatenation of thought and get somebody up to knowingness, but you can only do that on the track of certainty. And if he's gone downscale to where he's thinking in the 18th basement, you know, he's doing a thinking machine job. Why, he's having a hard time of it. So, let's realize what people are doing there. All right, certainty hasn't been used enough. I hate to say this because chap here I processed yesterday, boy, he'd been processed 5 times by people who should have known what they were doing. 5 times. And not one of them had ascertained if he was sure he was out of his head. And yet all the drills he was getting were drills out of his head. The first auditor that audited him said, can you get a picture of your body in front of you as the first step? In other words, he did step two before he did step one. He was actually working a step one. So the step one accommodatingly says, well, yes, I can. And his auditor said, fine, and went on operating from that point. Now, each successive session... it was taken for granted that when somebody said to him, be 3 feet back of your head, and he said, uh-huh, that he knew he was 3 feet back of his head. As a matter of fact, he had a picture of himself 3 feet back of his head. And although he was doing mock-up, although he was getting some benefit from it, for he was doing mock-up processing, he was just doing a slow freight. Of course, because he was doing it all with creative processing. He wasn't doing it exteriorized. All because an auditor didn't say, are you sure you're back of your head? We, immediately that I asked him this, we got into a big argument. An enormous argument immediately. Now, it was just this. Well, was he a body? Yeah, he was a body. He knew he was a body. Yeah, he was in his feet. Sure, everybody's in their feet. You have to be in your feet if you're a body. And we got into this, and I just bluntly said to him, well, to hell with it. I'm not going to argue with you any further. You're not a body. Be 3 feet back of your head and take a look at it. Reach the four upper corners of the room. He said, okay. Did. I says, that ain't different than what you've been doing for the last 5, 10 hours you've been processing. Well, yeah, I've never been here before. Well, you know you're there, huh? Yes, I do. Well, all right. Reach and withdraw from the corners of the room several times till you can feel them. Okay, he did. So he took a look around, and so he got up on the roof, and he says, well, what do you know? And this guy was being processed as somebody who had been exteriorized 5 times by auditors who should have known better. Shame on them. Shame. So I usually start a session with be 3 feet back of your head. I don't care who it is. All right. Are you there? Or, if I think the fellow's a little tippy, I say, well, no, be 3 feet back of your head. Okay, now are you in your feet? No. Knees? No. Elbows? No. Right shoulder? No. Left shoulder? No. Nose? No. Right ear? No. Left ear? No. Front of your forehead? No. Back of your head? On the back of your head? No. Are you back of your head? Yes. He's there. Well, now you get somebody who isn't certain. You start running this process. You get up to the point of your right ear, no. Left ear, no. In the front of your head, no. In the back of your head, well, yes, I think I am. But this boy is so sold by science and so forth that he was a body that it had just never occurred to him. You see, he wasn't educated in Scientology. Somebody said, can you get a picture of your body? He says, okay. Then he thinks, be 3 feet back of your head. Well, he thinks that's just kind of silly patter. But he goes on getting pictures of himself as a body, standing behind himself as a body from inside his head. Viewpoint drill. He's just using remote viewpoints and mock-ups. Yet he's a case that just runs like nothing. That's all right. The moment I did that, the despair which had been hanging over this case had been in despair all this time. The case sat there. I just took a look at this case. I said, there's something wrong with him. Nobody's been exteriorized for 5 consecutive professional auditor sessions can certainly be sitting there in the depths of despair, period. Although he was very polite and he was very cheerful and so forth. So I just went to work to find out what the hell was wrong with him. I found out in a hurry. An auditor had never asked him this question, are you sure you're back of your head? You know, there isn't any substitute for it. It's, you know, if you had an anvil lying on your chest, would you know it was on your chest? Mm-hmm. You suppose you would? Well, now that's the degree of certainty people have when they're completely certain they're exteriorized. They know there's an anvil on their chest or there isn't an anvil on their chest. Now, you just have to work people's certainty up. Now, on the basis of perception, I find more people having a difficult time with how you pick up people's perception. But you duplicate it. You duplicate what they're perceiving. In other words, you duplicate the room and make it disappear. And you duplicate it and make it disappear. And you duplicate it and make it disappear. And you duplicate it and make it disappear. And all of a sudden, automaticity shows up. The room turns over and goes backwards. So you say, all right, now mock up the room and turn it over and make it go backwards. Now mock it up and turn it over and make it go backwards and throw it away. And mock it up and turn it over and make it go backwards and throw it away. And they say, okay. Now you say, duplicate the room. Yeah, duplicate the room, duplicate the room. Yeah, I can see now. I mean, the answer to no perception for your purposes could be many, of course, but the answer to no perception is duplicated. Now, I'm going to run a dirty trick on this group this afternoon, this group process. This is real mean, and I shouldn't do this, but I don't think that you individually have nerve enough to run it on each other, so I'm just going to run it on you as a group, mess you all up, and let you straighten yourselves out. You'll be better for it in the long run, but I've posted the names of hospitals and so forth for you after the session. So you want to brace yourself against receiving an effect from this. And the main thing that we're interested in is a thinking process that does something that matches up with automaticity, and that's what I'm going to do. Today I'm going to run the gradient scale of attention. I'm not going to tell you about it first. I'm just going to run it on you. Period. All right? I want you to waste a machine, a being, a gimmick, a gadget. Now let's waste this machine. Waste it now, and know you're wasting it. That worries about you. Waste a machine that worries about you. Can't waste it all at once. Waste a cog off of it, or a bolt. make sure it's wasted. Get this one wasted, a machine that worries about you. Now let's get somebody else wasting a machine that worries about him. Somebody else wasting a machine worries about him. Get that one wasted. All right, now get somebody wasting somebody else's machine, but worried about that somebody else. And somebody wasting your machine that worried about you. Wasting your machine that worried about you. I'm wasting it real good. Now let's get you wasting somebody's machine that worried about him. Okay, throw any mock-ups you've made now and get you wasting a machine that worries about you. Somebody else wasting a machine that worries about him. Somebody else wasting somebody else's machine that they use to worry about them. Somebody wasting your machine that worries about you. Somebody wasting your machine that worries about you. And you wasting somebody else's machine that worries about him. Okay, throw any residue away. Now, give me hands. Who isn't sure he got one wasted? You haven't got one wasted yet?
Well, I take the machine out by night calling station. I figured that's wasted. But I'm not sure.
Do what?
I take the machine out by night calling school station.
Anyway. All right. Is that wasting it?
I think it is. It don't sound right.
All right, now let's get you wasting a machine that worries about you. You too. Have you wasted one yet?
In brackets, explain.
All automatically. You waste one and know you're doing it. Get somebody else wasting a machine that worries about him. Get it so you know you're wasting it, and he's wasting it, and so forth. Somebody wasting a machine of somebody else's that worries about him. Somebody wasting a machine of somebody else's that worries about him. and somebody wasting your machine that worries about you. You wasting somebody else's machine that worries about him or her. And you not having a machine that worries about you. Let's get the idea. And somebody else not having a machine that worries about him. And somebody not having somebody else's machine that does worrying for him. And somebody not having your machine that worries about you. And you not having somebody else's machine that worries about him or her. And you wasting a person that worries about you. And somebody else wasting a person that worries about him or her. Do it. And somebody wasting a person who worries about somebody else. And somebody wasting a person who worries about you. And you wasting a person who worries about somebody else. Okay, throw any residue you have away there. Now, who's getting factual incidents? Factual incidents?
Well, you mean just flat kind of coming by and going on?
Yeah, factual incidents. I mean, real incidents. Lots.
No.
That's right.
Wasting some real people.
Mm. Yeah. Who's wasting real people? In other words, some locks are coming in. All right. Now, you saving a person who worries about you. And somebody else saving a person who worries about him. And somebody wasting somebody else's person who worries about them. And somebody wasting a person who worries about you. If you skip one, it's all right.
I'm going to beat this to death, so it's, don't worry. Saving. That's right. Beg your pardon. Somebody's saving a person. Waste one and then save one. And you wasting a person who worries about somebody else. And you saving a person who worries about somebody else. And somebody wasting a person who worries about you. And somebody saving a person who worries about you. And somebody not saving a person who worries about you. And you not saving a person who worries about somebody else. You desiring a machine to worry about you. And somebody else desiring a machine to worry about him. The motto of that, of course, is if somebody would only care. And somebody desiring a person who worries about somebody else. And somebody desiring a person who worried about you. And you desiring a person who worried about somebody else. And you being curious about things which worry about you. And somebody else being curious about things that worry about him. And other people being curious about things which other people worry about. And somebody being curious about things which worry you. And you being curious about things which worry other people. And you wasting a machine which gives you attention at any price.
and somebody else wasting a machine, which gives him attention. And somebody wasting a machine that gives somebody else attention. And somebody wasting a machine which gives you attention. And you wasting a machine which gives somebody else attention. Throw any mock-ups you've got there, done there. Who am I going too fast for? Who am I going too slow for? Going too slow for you. All right. Who else am I going too slow for? All right. Now, any locks show up? Really? All right. Let's get you wasting a machine which worries about you. Somebody else wasting a machine that worries about him. Somebody wasting somebody else's machine that worries about them. Somebody wasting a machine that worries about you. And you wasting a machine that worries about somebody else. And you wasting a person that worries about you. Somebody else wasting a person that worries about him. Somebody wasting somebody else's person that worries about that somebody else. And somebody wasting a person that worries about you. You wasting a person that worries about somebody else. You wasting somebody that cares for you. And somebody else wasting somebody that cares for him. Somebody else wasting somebody else that cares for her. And somebody wasting a person that cares for somebody else. And somebody wasting a person that cares for you. And you wasting a person that cares for somebody else. You saving a machine that worries about you. And somebody else saving a machine that worries about him.
This lecture and group processing session is continued on side 2 of this cassette.
Somebody saving a machine that worries about somebody else. And somebody saving a machine that worries about you. And you saving a machine that worries about somebody else. And you accepting a machine which worries about you. And somebody else accepting a machine that worries about her. And somebody else accepting a machine that worries about somebody else. Somebody accepting a machine that worries about you. You accepting a machine that worries about somebody else. You desiring a machine that worries about you. Somebody desiring a machine that worries about her. You building such a machine for him. And somebody worrying about machinery that worries other people. Somebody desiring machinery to worry you. You desiring machinery to worry others. And you wasting a machine that stops you worrying. You wasting a machine that stops you worrying. Somebody else wasting a machine that stops him from worrying. Somebody wasting somebody else's machine that stops them from worrying. And somebody else wasting your machine that stops you from worrying. And you wasting somebody else's machine that stops them from worrying. And you wasting a barrier, a protective barrier. Somebody else wasting a protective barrier. Somebody wasting somebody else's protective barrier. Somebody wasting your protective barrier by penetrating it, of course. And you wasting somebody else's protective barrier. You desiring a machine to worry about you. Somebody else desiring a machine to worry about him.
and somebody desiring somebody else's machine to worry about them. And somebody desiring your machine that worries about you. Such as an auditor. And you desiring somebody else's machine that worries about them. You being curious about a machine that worries you. Somebody else being curious about an automaticity that worries him. And somebody else being curious about somebody else's automatic worrying machines. And somebody being curious about your machine that worries you. You being curious about somebody else's machine that worries them. You wasting a machine that gives you action. Somebody else wasting a machine that gives you action. Somebody else wasting a machine that gives him action. And you wasting one that gives him action. And somebody wasting a machine that gives somebody else action. The idea of you having a worrying machine. Somebody else having a worrying machine. Somebody having somebody else's worrying machine. And somebody having your worrying machine. And you having somebody else's worrying machine. And you not having a person who worries about you. And you having a person who worries about you. And you not having a person who worries about you. And you having a person to worry about. And you not having a person to worry about. And somebody else having a person to worry about. Somebody else not having a person to worry about. And somebody having a person that should be with somebody else. And somebody worrying about people that belong to somebody else. And somebody else not having anybody to worry about. Somebody else having somebody to worry about. And somebody else not having anybody. And somebody else having somebody. And you never being able to have anybody. You always having to have somebody. You never being able to have anybody. You always having to have somebody. Somebody else always having to have you around. somebody else never being able to have you around. And other people always having to have other people around. And other people never being able to have anybody around. And you having to have somebody around. And you not being able to have somebody around. Somebody else having to have somebody around. Somebody else never having to have anybody around. You always being confronted with somebody. Somebody else always being confronted with somebody. Somebody else having a machine that confronts him with things. And somebody else having a machine which inhibits things from confronting him. You having a machine that confronts you with things. You having a machine that stops things from confronting you. You having a machine that confronts you with things. And you with an automaticity that stops things from confronting you. And somebody else having a machine that stops things from confronting others. And other people not having such machines. And other people having such machines. You having no machines to worry about. Other people having no machines to worry about. The messed universe containing machines to worry about. A universe which contains no machines to worry about. You wasting something which does things for you. Somebody else wasting something that does something for him. Somebody wasting things that does things for other people. Somebody wasting something that does something for you. You wasting something does something for somebody else. You wasting something that gives you attention. Somebody else wasting something that gives him attention. Somebody else wasting something gives other people attention. Somebody wasting something gives you attention. And again,
Somebody else wasting something, it gives you attention. You wasting something, it gives somebody else attention. And again, you wasting something gives somebody else attention. You desiring an automaticity which worries about you. Somebody else desiring an automaticity that worries about him. Somebody else desiring automaticities that worry about others. You desiring an automaticity that worries about somebody else. You desiring a machine which permits you to forget about worrying. Somebody else desiring a machine that permits him to forget about worrying. Somebody desiring machinery that will let other people forget about worrying. Somebody desiring something that will make you forget about worrying. You desiring something that will make other people forget about worrying. Okay. Now, let's mock yourself up in the future, worried to death. Get yourself going on away to dust. Get yourself in the future, bored to death because you haven't anything to worry about. Get that gone away to dust. Somebody else dead in the future because they weren't permitted to worry. And somebody else dead in the future because they worried too hard. That's one man that sweeps up. That was Mother. Now, somebody dead in the future who solely desired to be worried about by others and never worried. And get this person dead again. He only desired to be worried about by others and never did any worrying himself or herself. Dead again. Dead again. Get that person dead another way now, more painful. Get that thing worrying now in hellfire forever. Source of Christianity, I'm sure. Get that person worrying again in hellfire forever. Get you worrying in hellfire forever. Get you dead in the future because you couldn't solve it. And you dead in the future because there was nobody to worry about you. And again, you dead in the future. And let time make it disappear. And you dead in the future, let time make it disappear. Again, you dead in the future. Make time, make it disappear. Let's get the idea now of waiting so that time will make it disappear. Get you dead in the future because time caught up with you. Get you dead in the past. Get time, make that disappear. And you dead in the past. Get time, make that disappear. And you again, dead in the past. Get time, make that disappear. And get you wasting a machine that lets you know you were dead. And get you wasting a machine that keeps you from knowing you were dead. And somebody else wasting a machine that keeps him from knowing he was dead. And somebody else wasting a machine that lets them know they were dead. Somebody else wasting a machine that keeps them from knowing they're dead. Let's get some kind of an idea or a picture, preferably a picture, of you being unconscious and trying to regain consciousness. All right. Kill the maca. Make it disappear. Get you yourself, a thetan now. Unconscious, I'm trying to become conscious again. And again, unconscious, I'm trying to become conscious. And again, this is Thetan. Unconscious, I'm trying to become conscious. And again, this is Thetan. Unconscious, trying to become conscious. I'll mock that up as perishing because you couldn't. And again, perishing because you couldn't. And again, perishing because you couldn't. Now mock up your body, unconscious, and you trying to make it conscious. And now other people trying to make it conscious, and you knocking it off. And you going happily on your way. And the body, now get the body now, unconscious, other people trying to make it conscious. And you going happily on your way. And the body dying. And some other body unconscious and you trying to make it conscious. Somebody else's body unconscious and you trying to make it conscious. Get the other person knocking it off. The other Thetan knocking it off. Now let's waste a machine that makes you unconscious. Somebody else wasting a machine that makes him unconscious. Somebody else wasting other people's machines that make them unconscious. You wasting a machine that makes somebody else unconscious. Somebody wasting a machine that makes you unconscious. Now mock yourself up in the future. Dead because of this processing. And the rest of the class dead in the future because of this processing. And you dead because of this processing. And me dead because I processed you. And you dead because you didn't process properly. and me dead because I didn't process you properly. And the rest of the class dead because they weren't processed properly. And you dead because it was your fault. And you dead again because it was your fault. And you dead because you didn't do a good job as an auditor. And somebody else dead because you didn't do a good job as an auditor. And some other Thetan crazy forever because you didn't do it right. And you as a Thetan crazy forever because it wasn't done right. The rest of the class crazy as Thetans forever because it wasn't done right. And you dead because the communication system wasn't exactly followed. I'll translate that into ritual. You dead because the ritual wasn't exactly followed. And somebody else dead because the ritual wasn't exactly followed. And somebody else dead because the ritual was exactly followed. And you dead because the ritual was exactly followed. And you dead because the ritual was exactly followed. I get great admiration for the precision of rituals. Get admiration for the precision of rituals which kill you. And admiration for the precision of rituals which keep you alive. And get you desiring no barriers on any communication system. And you desiring close barriers on a communication system. And you getting such close barriers that you're dead. Now mock yourself up dead. Mock yourself up dead in the future. Mock yourself up again, dead in the future. Mock yourself up again, dead in the future. Mock the rest up, the human race, dead in the future. Everybody dead in the future. Earth dead in the future. Everything dead in the future. Everything finally finished. Yet nothing persisting. Okay, from wherever you are, exteriorized or interiorized, look all the way to the right. First find the wall to the right. Look through the wall and find nothing. Look up, find the ceiling. Look through the ceiling and find nothing. To the left, find the wall. Look through the wall, find nothing. Look down, find the floor. Through the floor and find nothing. Front wall of the room, look through it, find nothing. Back wall of the room, look through it and find nothing. Sit there for a moment and know. Take a deep breath. Stand up and take a breath.